zagrază ozmot neha, vatea mes zraoteha. She girds her loins, strength, and makes strong her arms. When I think of my grandma Jewel, I think of many wonderful attributes, many wonderful memories, many wonderful feelings. But one attribute that I remember in particular was her strength. I really felt her physical strength, not to mention her affection. When as a little kid, she would grab me and kiss me until I would crack up with laughter. Actually, she would grab me and kiss me like that even well into my adulthood. I think the other grandkids had similar experiences. But she was strong. Strong physically, strong mentally until the end. She was strong in her beliefs, strong in her convictions. She believed that the family should be a part of the community. She was strong in her commitment to her husband and her entire family. I remember so many wonderful times. Baseball games, live and televised in the late 80s and throughout the 90s. Monday night football. Every Monday night when my mother and grandfather would go to band practice together, I would be there watching Monday night football with her. She always told the story that when I would come over on Monday nights, we would start watching the game, and I would fall asleep, leaving her to watch the game alone. I always felt bad for falling asleep when I was supposed to be spending quality time with her. She was an avid sports fan. I think that may have stemmed from her regular attendance at my mom's and uncle's Ezra Becerra softball games, as well as my brother's and my Little League baseball games. Grandma Jewel was just that, a jewel, as my grandfather always said and still says. My Grandma Jewel spoiled me. She spoiled us. From little, seemingly insignificant things to important, meaningful things. An example of a very important and meaningful thing, she always made sure my favorite beverage, root beer, was stocked in the refrigerator whenever we were coming over for a meal, which was practically every weekend and often during the week, and in the summer months, daily. That means there was always root beer in the fridge because we were always there. We spent so much time at their home. It was just fantastic. In fact, the day after Grandma Jewel passed away, we were all sitting around, still in shock. And we all started to just grab whatever there was in the house to eat, just to get a little nourishment and drink, of course. And I went out to the refrigerator in the garage to grab a drink. And of course, Grandma didn't fail me. There was one more ice-cold mug root beer left in there with my name on it. I cracked a smile and then cried a little, then drank the root beer, and then cried some more. Grandma was a remarkable woman. She was a remarkable daughter, a remarkable spouse to my grandfather, a remarkable mother to my mother, aunt, and uncle, and of course, a remarkable grandmother and great-grandmother. You know, I'm not sure she was always the spoiling type. In fact, I think I recall my mother saying that she was a pretty strict mother in some ways. However, I didn't know her, or at least remember Grandma Jewel ever being strict with the grandkids. I really only remember Grandma Jewel as the warm, smiling, loving, and spoiling grandma. She was generous. She was loving. She was wise. She was kind. She was generous. She was a beautiful person in and out. She was funny. She was thoughtful. She was generous. I didn't repeat generous 3 times by accident. I repeated it because she was so generous. She seldom, if ever, that I can remember, said no to any of us, regardless of what it was we asked for. In fact, she was so thoughtful and generous that oftentimes she would simply remember something that we or one of the kids needed, and she would just grab it for us on one of their weekly Costco runs. She didn't skimp on anything in any way. She always wanted the best for her family, no matter the cost, and she provided just that to her husband, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She was first class, a classy lady indeed. Speaking of classy ladies, I must say my beautiful wife, Jenny, and beloved grandma, had a very special relationship, more special than the average granddaughter-in-law and grandmother-in-law. In fact, I recall Grandma Jewel stating that she loved Jenny like a granddaughter, leaving the in-law part out. I know she had that relationship with her other granddaughter and grandsons. My grandma really loved Jenny, but the truth is they really had a special relationship, and I want to acknowledge that because Jenny always brought the kids over to visit with Papa and Grandma, even if I was doing something, working, whatever it might have been. And it goes without saying that that brought such joy to the two of them. I have one fond memory after another. Too many to recall at this time and too many to mention right here, right now. But that's a good problem to have. So many memories that I will be able to share all of these wonderful memories of my beloved grandma for many years to come with my children. My children knew and loved their great grandma Jewel. What a blessing for both my grandma and my children that they got to know, spend quality time, and share special moments with their great-grandmother. Thinking back about everything, I can simply say that Grandma Jewel was so special in so many ways. And I know that she was special not only to me, but to my brother, to the family, the cousins, but to my wife, to our children, to our community, to everyone here today. May it be the will of our Creator that we will learn from our Grandma Jewel, and may we be blessed as she was with the strength, fortitude, and conviction to live with the dignity, honor, and valor as she did. Baruch Dayan, I meant, and thank you all for coming.